part of our year-long monthly series where we celebrate trailblazing, groundbreaking artists. This month, we are celebrating Sinead O'Connor and the musicians who have cited Sinead as a reason they have their careers today. Cat Power is definitely one such artist. We heard the song He Wore. That is off Cat Power's album, You Are Free. In the middle, it is Detroit-based musician My Brightest Diamond with her song Be Brave, a song that I felt like just encapsulates the spirit of Sinead's fearlessness, being brave. That comes from My Brightest Diamond's album, All Things Will Unwind. And then, of course, we started the set with Sinead O'Connor from her 1994 album, Universal Mother, the album that she released after a semi-isolation break from the world after the Saturday Night Live incident, Universal Mother being that comeback album. We heard the song Red Football, a song that I think truly speaks about you are not going to kick me when I am down. And it is Sinead, as she has always done, holding her own power and standing in her own resilience. And that's what I'm trying to do with this hour of Girly So Groovy, focus on songs from Sinead that truly speak to her resilience. You know, Cat Power, Beth Orton as well, these are musicians who have been actively outspoken on social media around the idea of mental health and musicians, pointing fingers at the music industry for monetizing off of Sinead O'Connor's mental health, in addition to other musicians. You know, with the passing of Sinead O'Connor and thinking about these things, listen, what I'm about to say, I get, is glib, it's trite, it is hippy-dippy utopia, but I just wish there was a way that the music industry could unionize for musicians, and then through that union offer things like mental health services. And again, I get that it is a very glib answer to a very big problem. What is the music industry even today in 2023? Where did it stand, you know, versus 40 years ago when Sinead was entering the music industry? That itself has changed so much. But again, I think we just need more mental health services for everyone in general, but especially for artists, for musicians. And Sinead O'Connor, obviously, has been no stranger to getting riled up, especially over feelings of being repressed. This theme never went away in her career. In fact, in one of her later career albums, Faith and Courage, released in 2000, she has a song on there called No Man's Woman, and it is such a feminist statement when she sings, I have other work I want to get done. I haven't traveled this far to become no man's woman. And I just thought it was, again, a great song in her catalog to focus on Sinead O'Connor standing in her power. Here she is right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
Talk to me.
If you have not seen the Sinead O'Connor documentary film, Nothing Compares, if you have not seen it yet, do yourself a favor and definitely watch it. It really dives right into the power of Sinead O'Connor, the trailblazing, the groundbreaking spirit, everything we've been talking about this last hour. Also included in the documentary, Kathleen Hanna and Peaches both are interviewed on the documentary, speaking about the power and influence that Sinead O'Connor has had on their own careers. So, of course, Kathleen Hanna right there in the form of her band, The Julie Ruin. The song is called I Decide. That's from The Julie Ruin's album, Hit Reset. In the middle, of course, it is shock rocker Peaches with the song Talk to Me. That's from her album, I Feel Cream. And then kicking the set off, it is Sinead O'Connor herself with No Man's Woman, taken from her album, Faith and Courage. I'm going to leave you with one last musician who has definitely spoken as being one of Sinead O'Connor's biggest fans. Garbage frontwoman Shirley Manson sat down with Rolling Stone magazine for their podcast, Rolling Stone Music Now. In the podcast, Shirley Manson goes in depth on what Sinead O'Connor meant to her and how the music industry and larger world let Sinead O'Connor down. She goes so far as saying the world destroyed Sinead O'Connor. What we're left with is a legacy of Sinead O'Connor. In a very simple way, one legacy to remember Sinead O'Connor by is in a world that we meticulously try to craft and curate social media, Instagram posts of a quote-unquote perfect life. Sinead O'Connor's legacy is just the opposite of that. Be fearless in being authentic and being yourself. I'm going to leave you with Garbage with the song Run Baby Run from their album Bleed Like Me. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you next week.